Period Gimel Ksuva was continued by the Rosh Hashiva in Yeshiva University, Gimel Cheshvan Hetav Shemem Zayin, November 5th, 1986, and Wednesday continued.
The leaving from Danish Rock. Now, we explain things, it's not the things that should be used, that one is not allowed to be in the battle, here the Rabbonim, to be natural ourselves from this new surprise, has to show us. That's inconceivable. First of all, Danish is that one is allowed to be in there an Abir or Kalo in order to bring an Abir or Kalo. Not only that, Hezishiki means that in the case of three Porsche, or whether it's Mitzvah Gavo, so one is allowed, one Jew is allowed to do an Abir or Kalo in order to be Matil another Jew from an Abir or Kalo. Al Haskamo Bechamo, that one is allowed to do an Abir or Kalo now, in order to preclude the commission of an Abir Ochmur tomorrow or later on, that's in any Abir, especially the Abiris of Arayis, of Inis and Shishish. So then, according to the Rit, in Psochim, and there's a sheet of most Bashanim, one is allowed to kill the Reide Ivim and the Makipur and Chalil Bishabes. So that means that the Heper of killing the Reidif is not only a heter of Yisrael Tzichem. All Yisrael, his deiche all Yisrael, the Hatzole of the Naram Rosso from the Innes of Znus. So how is the child to say, in the Rabbon, I mean, it's inconceivable. All right, so that is the Shitte of the Rod, the Ritvo, Wachim. But what's the Shitte? It's inconceivable. So the Pshat in Tesis is that even though the words the Sakone of Venus, but the Shin Hubetza says, Reikyomi, there was no Sakone. But it doesn't mean only there was no Sakone, Reikyomi. There was no Venus either, because first of all, most of the time the headman didn't find out, and even the headman did find out that a certain Sulo got married on Wednesday. So most of the time he wasn't honest, sir, but he tried to part her, to seduce her. So in Palatiri Kula we go Basharo. But in respect to Sakomsky Porsches, we don't rely on Rob, we don't rely on Svekspeaker, we don't rely on Rob, we don't rely on Chazoke, because Ishamalacho, Ushmeya, Napshecho. So the Rambam says, so if we saw a yofi yofi, then the Gemara in Chum, the feud of Chmira Sakante, me Yisure. So the case of Shiti is, the Choshe Mechike, the Priya Mechuye, only applies to Sakonis Nefoshes Mamesh. But Enes, even though the same Nisamet of Amre Acho, that applies to one of Israel's Chaveri Tebeya Banor, so it applies to someone who is Reye, someone who is Reye, Kachanara Moroso. So it's considered a similar tzore. I mean, Samdom Racho, but the Chiyuv to be Cheshish for Choshe Cheike that applies to Sakone Mamesh doesn't apply to the Choshe of Enes, to the Enes of Arayes. And so that's why Teisa says, how is it that the Chachomim didn't stop the women from getting married on Tuesday? They should have stopped them, because why were they naive to get married on Tuesday? Because on Wednesday there is a possibility of being menaced by the headman. But inasmuch as it was only a choshe b'cheike, so in Meile, they were not mechuyev to be cheishish in regard to the heinous of Arayis to a choshe b'cheike. So in Meile, there should be no heter to be mizalzel in the Takonis Chachomim. So the more austerity is more the business to why the Chachomim didn't stop them from getting married on Tuesday is because of the process. If the Chachomim would stop them and would urge the Yisrael to get married on Wednesday and not to anticipate the possibility of the nanus taking place. So then the truth is would be Nizane Berotzen also. So because of that, they did not object towards the getting married on Tuesday. Now, and there is something else that without this pshat, it would be very astounding. Now, in regard to the Gemara, now, let's go over that Gemara. Oh, the little Shlomo Shore, each a process of economic hands. The retrain. So, Xera bin the battle. The Panther, the Rabbon, and the Kamek Xera, Loyakron. Yoche, the Shishiname, also Boyo. Is Veke, Loyokana. U Vishene, Loyichnes. The Machmas, Eines, Mutter. My Eines. Ilaine, Hodamon, Hosom Kali, Sakone, Behoche, Kakoral Eines. Bisu, Hosom Noagu, Hochemut. So, there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis in respect to the Gemara, Bisu, Hosom Noagu, Hochemut. Let's see Rashi. Bilekre, Hoyu Bizinin Dikes Akone, Bishlish is Name Ose Ubon, Chibu Yoda, she is Filo Linek Bishlish, Bistake Lokan Apshe, Chibu Lakti is Gomoru, Audi Takones Bezbin, they kill him, in Yish Nisun, Ayin, Bia, Lokan Apshe, Love it here, because the headman, they didn't tell the headman, and they did it furtively in order to keep it from the headman. But sometimes the headman found out, and many times so the headman found out. So when did he deliberately come to the city? Come to the city only if the wedding is on Wednesday, but on Tuesday, so he wouldn't come to the city. He's taking a look and after he is going to the upon his business, stay here in the nation is soon at the end of the year. The look and after he loved it. They saw the more. So, the shame of Yechreis, you mach masenes muta. My name is Ilain Hodamon. So, host not only because the boy had me trilo. Hosom call is a kone, gohoche kakorole ines. Bisu, hosom noagu hochame. So Rashi says, hosom noagu mashme rubam noagu. Hoche mute al loiga sino lichatfile. Gohoche kamitam. Hoche mute akotam. I mashma in nimole chish yechidi bidezgu yatirole. Abo noagu loikotam. So according to Rashi, the case of machmase ines is not as a hetagomor, as so the case of machmasenes is not as much of a heter as machmasakon, because machmasakon is so noagu lichneis bishlishi. In other words, it was a universal practice, a common practice. I shouldn't say universal practice. But the common practice to get married on Tuesday, so it's a hetagomo. Masheinki machmasenes, to get married on Monday was not a hetagomo. But it only means, in molech ishechidi bibezni yatirole, avon noagu loikaton. In other words, if one individual asks bezni, so bezni cannot tell him no. You know something? You cannot tell him no. But it's not the ideal thing. In other words, you know, sometimes the person is the child. He wants to know. He wants to know. Mutter also. So, in the role, might be reluctant to give him a heter. But what can he do? Without the din, it's mutter. Even though it's not the proper thing, he has to tell him what the din is. I mean, not to tell him, you know, he can do it, because you're not allowed to falsify the din. If it's muta, it's muta. If it's muta, it's muta. You know, sometimes Orthodox Jews in America, they have a habit asking all kinds of shaylos. all kinds of charities. Are you allowed to set up the clock so that a television program, so it would go on? He wouldn't do anything. He's a big fumach. But he just wants to use a Shabbos clock and watch the television program on Shabbos. So I get these shilas. I am very annoyed when I get these shilas. I don't like it, these shilas. But anyway, fortunately, in respect to these shilas, I tell them, no, you're not allowed, because I think you're not allowed. Because it's a mut in the chayil, watching a television program. But suppose I wouldn't think that it's not allowed, I would be very angry at these people. I'm not so angry because, fortunately, I'm convinced that it's a Nisa Gomo. It's a Tugun Lechel, not Nisa Gomochet, but Nisa Gomo Lechel. But if I didn't think that it's a Nisa Gomo, I would be very upset, you know, by these shyness. So, but, what can you do? If it's Muta, it's Muta, you have to say it to some. But it's not the ideal thing. So according to Rashi, Abu Mu'agud, so Bihoche Muta, Koton Yemashma, Yimole, Rishi, Yachidi, Vibezni, Yatirole. Abu Mu'agud, Loikaton. In other words, it's not a common practice, because the Chachomim were in Daitom Neichom Zeh. But if a Yochid asked, what should he say? Yachalot. There is no Issa. You can't say, I mean, you're not allowed when there is no Issa, even though it's not the proper thing. So, according to Rashi, so what is more of the Hefer? Mokim Sakone or the Mokim Enis? Mokim Sakone is more of the Hefer. Mokim Sakone, get married, the Mokim Sakone to get married on Tuesday was a common practice. Everybody was made. But to get married machmasenes on Monday was not the proper thing. But if somebody has a child, what can you do? You have to pass it. People ask all kinds of shyness. People ask shyness about etariske, I mean, and they want to do everything, I mean, and with heta. So, I mean, well, I mean, my father never passed me, never handled etariske, because he was very upset with the whole practice of etariske, because it's a aromesh of aromes. The biggest arome that one could think is the arome of etariske, the way they do it. Heteriske means that it becomes you. So if it's a shutef, so in case there is loss, so he has to share the losses. But suppose there is loss, will they agree to share the losses? So, I mean, my brother and the Shabea, 50 years ago, had the Shiley, the Bultor, in Boston, a person, two Orthodox Jews, very rich, so one Orthodox Jew was lending the rebates, money constantly with etariske. So then something happened. So what is etariske? Etariske means that they are shufi. Nominally it means they are shufi. So if they are shufi, if they are profits, you share the profits. If they are losses, you share the losses. But there is a provision that one should not be nemon to say they were losses. But suppose he produces aidim, it's not a question of the monies. So then you have to share the losses. So here he brought a gift that there were losses. He said, now I don't want to pay the rebis. So he called him to the Torah. So my father passed him. Of course, he's not only doesn't have to pay, he shouldn't pay. So that man who lost it in Torah became such a sinner of my father. He could never forgive him. And he considered himself very firm. He's a tzaddik, you know. So in other words, so there are certain things that even the rabbonim who do handle etariske, but they're not happy with it. And let's say, and there are, unfortunately, there are many rabbonim who handle etariske, I mean, who handle it every week, I mean, and we going to be trying to discourage them. But they're not happy with it. So according to Rashi, so the Mokimines is not a hetagon. It's a behavior. Now if somebody asks a shaila, so you can't tell him you're not allowed because of the shasatcha. But it's not a hetagon. Masha'in kin mokim sakone to get married on Tuesday. So that is a hetagomo. It's no ago, but it's a common practice. Let's see how Tesis explains. How Tesis explains. Bihu bisu hosom bishlishi no ago. Ramu and fell basically tiny mandoma no ago yriyaloi merino. Vihocha bishini mutalechatrile. Upirishaku Tesis explains it reversely, just the reverse. Whereas according to Rashi, so the mokim sakone is a common practice, it's a hetagomo, and the mokim eines, it's a debit kind of a heta. You know, somebody has a child, we have to tell him it's muta, because there is no isagomo. But it's not ideal. It's not ideal. Somebody else, what can you do? You have to pass it. But, so, Tesis says just the reverse. In other words, Yoago means, or Yuvriyalo Merino, in other words, people by themselves are made, but if they'll ask the Chachomim, they'll tell him no. So, Bimokim Sakone, so Yoago all nicknames Bishlishi, it doesn't mean that the Chachomim passed him. If somebody asked the Shaila, can I get married on Tuesday? So the Chachamim would say no. But they did it without asking Shailas. You know, there are many things that Jews do without asking Shailas. So the Chachamim didn't make an issue of it. But they didn't pass them the Torah. Mashinkim Mokimeles. So Muta. So on the contrary, just the reverse of Rashi's Pshat. That Mokimeles is more of a heta. Then Mokim Sakon. Now that is so astounding. Mokim Sakon, according to Tesis Pshat, means the Digmores. The Digmores. Why do we say Noah? And the Chachomim didn't even make an issue. The Chachomim should have made an issue. Should have made an issue. And should have advised everybody to get married on Wednesday. What? But when the Chas V'Sholem, the headman will come and he will force her. Well, so to be Pikach Nefesh things. And the more as the Kashe. So why do we say that the Chachomim didn't make an issue? The Chachomim should have made an issue. How is that considered? Chachomim should have made an issue and tell everybody to put himself into a situation of being forced on the name is Marias. I mean, it's inconceivable. The answer is, it means because of the Choshen Cheiket. So, according to Tesis, that we don't have to be Cheshish for Choshen Cheiket, for the danger of Anus, only for the danger of life. But for the, so maybe the Moras Kashi is. The Gemara's Kashi is, so even the according to the Braise, it doesn't mean that the Chachomim passed you are allowed to get married on Tuesday. The Chachomim never passed you are allowed to get married on Tuesday. If anyone asked the Chachomim, am I allowed to get married on Tuesday? So the answer of the Chachomim would be, no, you're not allowed. But they did it without asking, so the Chachomim kept quiet. It's the logic in that. The answer is, because why did it, if somebody asked, how is it the Chachomim said you're not allowed to get married on Tuesday, and what would be the alternative, get married on Wednesday, then Chas V'Sholem the heaven would come. That's a Shoshech. You don't have to be Chashish for Shoshech. So it's only because of the Shoshech. So I'm sure that this is the Pshat. All right. The Pirish, according to the Pirish, נועב ההוא לאון לחמות היחידים לעשר חתכים היום מישהו. Now what did more? I just want to finish up with more. So, Omar Rove, so what does Mokines mean? The Amos are so bored here. Hey, Hedom, he does the holy flag. They could also be covered with demon. They could be also be covered. Also be covered. So the Morris Kashi is beginning with your difference. So the Morris Kashi is as part of the day. His regiment, his men, beginning with all right. Now we have to start to go over the tases of the big tases of the literature of the English. Vim Tema. Ramrinam Bekeri Ben Seir Omeira. Now this is a big Indian. That's the Indian of Yorgo Yabba. So it's a very big Indian. Vim Tema. Ramrinam Bekeri Ben Seir Omeira. Ankova Beres Yabba Val Yorek. חוץ מהבליסטחובים ולהווי איזה שחדם. So, how can the Chachomim tell the public that it's muter to be evil, but that's a rayas, it's a mishishish. So it's your boy Abba. Vitiris Rabnetan, den chayob Nisiyahu bilasakum, dirachmone after a lizare, dirachom yuchim, vizir masus in zir mosam. So Ramatam mentions a strange chiddush that when a Meishas Yisroya is in Zane with an Akum, she is not a very Yisa Rejishish. Because be as Akum to be as Behemoth. If a Meishishish is in Zane with a Behemoth, so she is either the Yisa Behemoth, but the Mishon Yavas and in a Behemoth, but Navi Yisea Eishishish, so Eishishish is Nizame with an Akum, with an Ochri, so it's Mufke of the Yisea Arayis. Why? Because of Yisera's Akosu of Zirmas Susim Zirmosu. Now, the Rabbetam didn't deduce Droshes by himself. The Chazal deduced Droshes. The Gemara mentions the Posik of Zirmas Susim Zirmosu in the Bomes in regard to the halacha that he in Nochri is born al bas Yisrael and he had a child, so the child is nisyachis after the mother. In other words, if he goes marries the bas Yisrael, so the child is nisyachis after the mother, he is not nisyachis after the father. That's the zir masus in the most. Like this, by Nochim had Yichus. Akum Yirish is a real Balfeira, and ever there's no Yichus. But an Akum has Yichus. So an Akum has Yichus, if an Akum has a child through a Nochis. But if a Nochri has a child through a Yisraelis, so then there is no Yichus. How do we know that? The Gemara in Ivomes. So the Gemara in Ivomes says, because zir masus in the most. So what learning does it have upon the Yisra Arayis, the Yisra Rishishish, when a Nishis in soil is Nizanu Nakmani, he has no Shairas. So that's what the other Rishenim said. That's what the other Rishenim. Oh. V'chi afkrachman v'zare hamunin v'in echayes, v'zare choshv v'zare behem. But not regarding these arayas. It's not moved of these arayas. And what is Ramatam? Meir takes it. Should Ramatam mention the posit, mention the posit of Zir Masus in Zir Mosom, regarding the halacha that Menashe's Yisroel is Mizane Uye Nochri. So it's moved of these arayas. It's moved of these arayas. Of course, I mean, Zir Masus in the Muslim does not mean that that is like Hamer. I mean, if the Israelis is Mizanu with Akum, so should be said, because like Yishon Nebas and Chas Vishon, I mean, that's inconceivable. I mean, such a thing. So why does Ramatam mention the Xeras Akosu of Zir Masus in the Muslim? Now, the meaning in Sanhedrin ending suicide for me too. So he mentions Ramatam Shkev that when a nation's Yisrael is Mizane with Nochi, so it's not a rights. be surprised, but he mentions in Meir from the time, not the pasuk of Zir Masus and Zir Masum, the way it is, but he says, because Asher Yinak Ishes Ishes Reyu, so Pratli Ishes Noch. So the question is, the Morin Sanhedrin in the Yudushin mentions this Droshe, Asher Yinak Ishes Reyu, Pratli Ishes Noch, if a Yisrael is Boal Ishes Noch. So it's not Chaimis. Ebeneach, if he's Boal Ishes Chaveirei, so it's Chaimis, because that's it's one of the Zionists in the Neah, and the Israel is Boal Eishishish. Nochri is not Chaybnis. He's not Chaybnis. Because Ish Israel, Ashim is Israel. But here he jumps in reverse. It's not that Israel is Boal Eishish Nochri, but a Israeli is Mizane, we an Eishishish. An Israeli is an Eishishish, is Mizane. We the Nochi. What is it they do with the Osakosum of Asia's Ray? What is it all? It's not entirely. I mean, how does. And the Miri explains from the Tam Shite on the basis of the Droshe of Ashalina of Asia's Ray. Now, in respect to a Israel who is Boa Asia's Nochi, so there's no mistake. That's ignoring the Foreshes. In Sanhedrin, Ashayina Cheshishes Reu, Prat Leishes Noch. But is he either the love of the Sinner? So the Rabboni, at the end of Rabbakane, says that the Sinner is either. In other words, that there's a Kosu for Ashayina Cheshishes Reu, Prat Leishes Noch. It implies that there is no Chibnis, but it's not a Koye, a Miyush. Of the Isar of the Sinot, of the Isar of Ishishish. That's the Shita of Rabbi. However, Tesis in Dushne, in the Sugri of the Pasdeya, because the Gemara says in Dushne, Eishes Afil Ishishish, so the Pasdeya is Mutam and Mutama, so Tesis says the Kashe, why do we need a special posse that even Ishishish, the Pasdeya, is Mutab in Mulchomo, in the Echad Teise, there should be a difference between a Nochris, a Pasdeya, and the Ishishish, the Pasdeya. Because insofar as the Yisrael, Nochris is concerned of his whole Abba, Nochris, so they make a difference whether she's a Tmiye or she's an Ishishish. And insofar as the Yisrael, Ishishish is concerned, so there's a cost of Hashemina, Hashemish Israel, Hashemish is not. So this is a Zimbushin, but how to Zimbushin, how to power. So, because ordinarily, if in Israel is Boa, Hashemish is not here, so in the Ida Tulsu, not only the Isa of Abolaku, of Israel Abolakochlitz, but he'll be able to the Isa of Idobak Bishte, the Lay Beishes Kaveh. The Lay Beishes Kaveh. So in other words, Ashmina, Feshishes, Lay Pavlishes Nochri, is only in mind of the Isa of Mitzina. The Isa that is peculiar to the Shish of the Dush, Ashinke, and Ashes Nochri, Ashes Neach. So there is no Dush. There is no Dush by the Neach. So it's a different kind of Ashes. A Kinemishes, and the Neach also has a Kinemishes in his wife. But it's not a Nishes of Dushan. Some Mele, the love of the Sinner applies only to an Ishishish, that is an Ishishish to Dushan. But the Neach is not an Ishishish of Dushan. Some Mele does not come within the love of the Sinner, but it comes within the Isa of the Dovad Bishte, the way Beishes Chaber. Now, some Mele, so that the Miri, in the name of Amitam, says that the same Zeros HaKosu, that is Mimayit, the Isa, the Mimayit, Yisroel al-Boal Ishis Nochri, from the Isa Rishishish and Isa Arayes, is also might Eishes Yisroel Shezim Son Manochri from the Yisar Eishishish from the Zara is the same Allah Melecha Teisa. The answer is very simple. Two Rabotam mentions Zirma Susim Zemosh, but the Gemara Yevomes, the Gemara Yevomes mentions the Pasuk of Zirma Susim Zemosh regarding the lack of Yiches, that if Enochri has Yiches, but if Enochri has it loved through Israelis, there is no Yiches because of Zirma Susim Zemosh. So since, in other words, since there is no Yiches, so Mele, that means that when Israel is born al Israelis, it's Mufka Varayis, whether she is in Tmuye. When Enochri is born al Israelis, it's Mufka of these Arayis. Whether the Israelis is in Tmuye or even if the Israelis is in Shishish, because this aloha, that if Israel is born al Israelis and the blood is not Mishyachis after the father, applies to the case of Israel Haboah al Shishish Israel or Tmuye Israelis. So the blood is not Mishyachis. And this is the semen. In other words, what is the criterion whereby we determine whether a certain Biasur is a Nisar of Biasur, but it's not a Nisar of Arayas, or it's a Nisar of Arayas, so it's not Koras. Because the best value is neither there is Koras, but neither is not Arayas. Neither is not Arayas. As a matter of fact, I mean, you'll find the Shach says to the contrary, and the Chafetz Chaim says to the contrary, but Chafetz Chaim said that Amidah, as a matter of fact, there is a Machlekes Hashem. There is a Shinitz of Hashem like the Shach. But most Hashem hold as Chafetz Chaim said. Chafetz Chaim said that Amidah, there is no Yorid Lagav. In other words, an Anos will force a Jew to be Boa Lishti Mido, otherwise he'll kill him. So it's not Yorid Lagav. The Chafetz Chaim, in many of his Ksobi, reiterates that it's Yorid Lagav. And there is a Shach in Yadeh, like that. That's the reason as why the Chafetz Chaim reiterates it many times. But Chafetz Chaim said no. As a matter of fact, there is, Reb Chaim was not the first one to say it. In the Shailas Chubas Pnei Yeshua, that's the grandfather of the Chidush Pnei Yeshua. So in Shailas Chubas Pnei Yeshua, there is a Shaila, whether there is certain Isaac, because of Rach Nefesh, whether the husband was allowed to be either on this or either. So he discusses it, and then he passed that it's not your Yadav. That neither there is a real chores, but Dushni status in the neither. And the blood is not a mamzer. So Mele is not a rice. A rice, chores is mentioned as a semen. Why? Because usually, if there is chores, there's a Dushni, there's a mamzer, and the child is Mishyachetz, mamzer are in Mele Chodobo. So the chorus is only mentioned as a semen, but this is not the essential reason as to why a certain being is arise. The essential thing is the fact, the essential criterion is the fact that Kedushin is not in this, and that the blood is not among there, and that the child is not Mishyachis in such a marriage. The child is not Mishyachis after the father. That's the essential criteria. Kores is I don't want to call it a statistical criteria, has been shown, because statistics is not such a conclusive thing, but this is only a semen. It's not an essential criterion. The essential criterion whereby we determine whether a certain relationship is an Isar Arayas, or it's an Isar. So, let's say, Nide is an Isar Kores. There is Kores, there is Chatos, but it's not an Isar Arayas. It's a Biasura, what Chaim said. It's a Biasura that there is, from which there is a Hir Kores. For example, what Chaim mentioned that moment, that according to many of the Shemini, so the Hei Nuin is in the Rise, and in Kibbe. Some Shemini say it's in the Rabbanah, and according to many of the Shemini, it's with the Rise. Now, but there is no Chorus, there is no Malkus, only for Hirish Si and in Kibbe, there is Chorus. But other Nuin, there is no Chorus, there is no Malkus, it's only an Isar Esef. It's only an Isar Esef. Suppose the din had been that on all the five Inuim there is Kores. So would anybody say, now one of the five Inuim is Tashmish Amito. So would anybody say, since there is Kores, and all the five Inuim and Tashmish Amito, so it's Yolmud Abraham. It's a few Kores for Tashmish Amito and Nikita. But it doesn't make it in his eyes. So neither is a Bia Asura with the Nisa Kores, but it's not a rise. Why is not a rise? And the rise is the Dushni status. How can we say she's an Arba? Now, Dushni status, and every month when the woman becomes an Ito, she becomes an Arba and her husband. And then she now is Hoka. It's not the Stata. And then in the best rise that Kapai mentioned is now, even a blesser, who says Ponu Habola Pnuye Nasi Zain, we don't pass like Rav Elazar. But Rav Elazar says Ponu Habola Pnuye, so she becomes a Zain, she Lapsuro Nikune. But Baal Habola Lishni Nigo. So even so, Gemara says in Pnuye, so even according to Rav Elazar, she's not a Zain. So it's not even be as news. How could you be an Arbo if it's not to be as news? And even according to Rav Elazar, that Pona Abola Pnuye, she becomes a Zaini, she has Surah Likone. But Baal Abola Lishmido, she does not become a Surah Likone. There is one Mandala who says that according to Rav Elazar, she is a Zaini. But the other Mandala say no, that even according to Rav Elazar, she is not a Zaini. She is not a Zaini. So it's not even be as news. How could she be? How could it be? And Isa Arise, yes?
I understand
Ram, he
says that
Mutter Ladam
Habit
Ishta Shimida Apokishi Yelva. Alright, he means the Abo. He means Asura, that's what he means. I know the question. So, and there is another Russian in the Rambam. In Hilchas, in Ligabe Eslan Zene. So, if he gives Ishta Nido a pled, the Esnano, he gives an Nido, Ishta Nido, not Nido, or a Kriya, a Nido. So it gives it clever, it's not all, so then it's not possible in the day after. Afal Pishi Arbo, the Hayab in the Kores. So I'm also, so my father's told me that Arbo, they are mean Asura. It doesn't mean Arbo in the sense of Arai. So here too it means Afal Pishi Asura. Afal Pishi Asura. Anyway, the Pnei Yeshua, the Shalos Yitzhubes Pnei Yeshua, also passes like that. There is, and the he mentions a riot from Rashi and Sanhedrin, that there is no Yahweh Malavir from Rashi and Sanhedrin, and from the Chinuch Sloshim, so from us, not like that, because the Chinuch says in the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, in the Meir, so he says that it's Yahweh Malavir only on those B.S. when Hum Gdushin is not Eichas. So the Cheskiyuch says, Mashma, the Tamido is not Yahweh Yahweh. So, and he says, it's Poshet, and the Cheskiyuch says, that it's Poshet, that Tamido sees there is a field of Kores, so it is Yahweh Yahweh. So yes, that is a Kashe against the Rosh and the Chinuch, but it's not a Kashe. It's not Yahweh Yahweh. Anyway, there is one Shibes HaRishayim who says, it's Yahweh Yahweh, like the Shach, like from Sai, that's the Ritva Yusof, the Ritva Yusof. But I don't know of any other Rishayim who say that it's Yahweh Yahweh. I mean, I know the Shach, from Yosef, there is a deal that is that way. But what we say so I only know the details. Anyway, so what is the criteria whereby we determine as to whether a certain relationship involves a Nisar of Arayas or it's in the Asur or it's not Arayas? The Itvisas Dushit, the fact that Dushit is not Itvisas, the fact that the blood of that relationship, the offspring of that relationship, has the Psul of Mamzeres, and also the fact that the offspring of that relationship is not Nisyachas of the Ramah. Mamzer is Nil Chodavon. However, Akor say about the Osei. So in other words, the fact if he's not Nisyachas after the Father, so then it's Mufti of the Israelites. And that's the Pshat in Rabbi Tam when he says, Bias Akum ki Bias Beinu. What do you mean Bias Akum? What's the Shalchas? Bias Akum ki Bias Beinu. Chas Vishon Amin, if a Nisho is unable with an Akum, so she's either this or Pina, Chas Vishon Amin. It's inconceivable, so she can. But what do you mean Bias Akum ki Beinu? It means Zir Masus is a Mosom. Just as there couldn't be any Yichas after the Beinu, that's an impossibility. I mean, there couldn't be any children. I mean, in a relationship between a Behemoth and a human being. So there couldn't be any Yechas, if this such a thing could happen. So we wouldn't say that it's Mishyachis after the father of Behemoth. I mean, so that is, or Bias Akiki is Behemoth. So maybe there is no Yechas. And since there is no Yechas, so that in itself is the seabest why it's Mufti of this arrives. Because the criterion whereby we determine as to whether a certain relationship involves the Nisar of Arayas, or it be Asur, but not Arayas. So is the fact that there is no Tfisas Dushin, that the blood is not in Amzer, and that there is no Yiches after the father in the offspring of that relationship. So Mele, the sins that the Lord Yivone says, on the basis of Vixeres HaKosim, of Zion HaSusim Zemosom, of Zion HaSusim Zemosom. So Mele, is in Nochri Ha, and is Hakum Havo Al Bas Yisrael, whether through your Eishishish, so the blood is not in Siachis, after the father, only after the mother. That means that there is no relationship between an Achaemenid and the Israelis. So Mele, if there is no relationship, it's moved of the Sarais. When can there be an Israelis without being there is a relationship? And the child, the offspring of that relationship is Mishyachis after the father. So then it can be a Nisarayas. But if it's Mufki of any relationship, the child, the fact that the child is not Mishyachas the father implies that it's Mufki of any relationship. So it is like Bias Behemo. So just as a Bias Behemo is Mufki of any relationship. We cannot say, I mean, there is a relationship just because there are people who have a relationship that with the behemoth, so Memela al Pedim is considered a relationship. No, it's not considered as a relationship. So if it's not a relationship, so Memela is Mufti of Israelis. Israelis involves a relationship. And an illegitimate relationship, but a relationship. So then the blood is a mamzer, the blood is Mishyachis of the father. So that is the criterion of Arayas. In other words, so the criteria, according to Rabbi Tam, the criterion consists in the fact that the blood is in Amzer and that the child is in Mishyachis, but not in the fact that there is no disadvision, because here you have that there is no disadvision between the soil and the office. So from that point of view, it should be considered, or between the Nochi and the Israelis, there is no disposition, so it should be considered Arayas. So according to Rabbi Tam, the criterion consists of the fact that the blood is a mamzer, and the blood is nishyaches of the father. That means there is a relationship, but an illicit relationship. So then it can be involved in this arise. But if it's mutke of any relationship whatsoever, because of the Zerzakosov, so mainly it's mutke of this arise. But it's an isa. It might be more humble than an isa arise, but arise it is. That doesn't mean that it's cow, but it might even be more humble. But arise it is. Arise it is. So mainly, when the Miri says, mentions the posse of the question is, but then the Gemara and Hebron mentions the connection with Yisroel Havua Alishas Apple, and the Miri mentions the same posse in regard to Akum Havua Alishas Yisroel. So what's the connection? The answer is, what does the Xeris Akosu of Ashamina Peshish Israel, Prat Leish Israel, imply that when there is a relationship, so between and Israel and Mochris, even though she's an Ashish, it's Mufke of the Israelites, of the Israelites. But some Mele, the same thing is true the other way. The other way, when there is a relationship between an Akum and the nation's Yisroel, it's also Mufka of Israel, so it's the same Zerzakosov. I mean, whether we mention the Zerzakosov of Zerma Susan Zemosa, or that one. Right. So the Tibet Ramatam, the Hayodi, he said, I'll do a Sakum, Brahman, after Lizara in the Akum. Wir sehen sie am Assus in dem Osam. Und meine Reihe, die Pori, findet man sehr mehr, wo es der Fall ist, ja, aber. Weil die Pori, na, die Mora says, denn die Tachesje, so ist ja in der Jabe hier, wie man schon habe es. Na, Tomi, aber so ist der Reich schon gar nicht. Kasche, wo es der Fall ist, ja, aber. Und nach der Schwere, siehst du, die Begriff, dass, every psula should be taken with talis. So how did that? Why wasn't Esther Misa Nefesh herself? That was Parisian, because all the Jews knew of that. Rovi says, I'm a Satsmishan. So the Kashi is, so I'm saying, the more than only is the Kashi is the Pharisee. But assuming that it hadn't been the Pharisee, so then there would be no difficulty in the fact that Esther agreed to become the wife of Kashi. But Kashi Obadity Obadity, so the Kocholo Yubaso, the more in the US says, that she was married to Mordechai, so she was an Ishishish. So without recourse to the fact that it's Pharisee, even if it had been with sin, so she should have been with some Ephesh herself. Why did we not emphasize for Esther the Pharisee Abe? The answer is, because if it hadn't been the Pharisee, then there wouldn't be in of your Abe, because when an Ishishish is Zane with an Akum, so it's moved to the Israelites of the Israelites. It's only the Israel of Akum Abba Israel. So the Israel of Akum Israel is the Israel of Israel. So it shows you that's not right. Mashma b'mishmarayos v'havim echayim ומתרקח יתר אבנתם מבס ישראל של מירו ובו עולה אוהבת כחובים מקיימו לאיסי וכחובים כשב מסגייר כאילו שייך למאים הרכות בבעל והרכות לבייר בביאס אקום ואבא כביאס באימו בקחידש סרטם סייז דרוזן איסלם ואין מבס ישראל משומדס And then she was Mizane, Guri, the Goy, and then she became Balashchuke, and the Goy became Gea. I mean, this is something that could have happened today, I mean. So it happened in the days of Amitam also. So then the Baal wanted to marry her, so Amitam was mother. I can assure you. That if Amitam had been living today and he gave that affair, so all the modern rabbis who would claim Amitam as being the Lord, he would get so much publicity. But Amitam passed him that his mother not because he was in the grave, because that was his shit. So he said that she's Mutaret. Do we shayach le neymar, and the kachit Amitam das toil she nero ubol or liktavi, וקיימו לאיזה יחודים שכנזגיה ולשייך למימר אחד מבעל ואחד מבעל בביאס אקום ואבא כביאס בן ואיניר לבוב ועל בביאס אקום נסחו לבעל כביאום ההוך כביא כפרוצס ועשורס למלאים but why should be עשורס למלאים they are מזני the פרוצס are מזני the רוצים with the headman he's an אקום not in Israel so they according to Rambam they shouldn't be asura Yibalein and then we can go Yishu Shem Salmelo Gav Yishu Shem Erbi Shabim Yichodim Amrinam Yerotzin Asura Lebailo but Bias Hakam is Kibir Beinu why should it be Asura Lebailo Yonam Amri Dile Kasher Obaditi Obaditi Kasher Obaditi Yisabo Obaditi Yimcho so in other words because she was married to Mordechai So when Mordechai urged her to go to Hashiras, and at that time she was not an Amitzah because Hashiras needed to be called. She herself volunteered to go to Hashiras in order to plead on behalf of all Israel. So, but Amitzah she wasn't. She was imposed. She wasn't told to go on the country. She even anticipated the possibility that Hashiras might. Come in at her if she comes in uninvited. So she was not an Amisha. So the previous times when she had a relationship with Ahasuerus, so she didn't become a sword to Mordechai because it was Beis. Mordechai was not care. Mashiachim now, when it was Birotzin, she didn't have him. Mordechai, for some reason, she was allowed to Mordechai. I mean, Mordechai passed that she should go. So it was Beheta. So why Beheta? So that's another question. But it was Beheta. So, but she said that now that I'm going to Hashverosh, even though I'm not forced to come to Hashverosh, some mele, you'll have to divorce me. I'll be assured to you. But the question is, according to Amitam, why did Mordechai have to divorce her? Because she is Mataras then. Bias Akum could be a Behemoth. So we see that Bias Akum is not a Behemoth. Even if she is Mizaneh with a Behemoth, so then she is Mataras the Bible. But if she is Mizaneh with an Akum, so then she is Asur Mataro. So that's a lie against Amitabe. Almeli Gabi Bible, if she is Bias Akum could be a Behemoth. Who are the only bear? After God, they use me to be able. They be a behemoth, he sells, to a million shirk of all the donkey, be a sakum habit be a, if you ask for a hundred zare, hane mile, in the highest, the zare choshik is a bear. But according to Rabbi Tam, it's a nah. The fact that there is no yiches in the offspring of that relationship implies that it's mukke of Israel. Because if there is no yichas means there is no relationship. There is no relationship. You see, remember, it's not only, it's an illicit relationship. There is no relationship whatsoever, so it is just an avera, but there is no relationship. So melee, there is no relationship, so it's mufti of this arise. It's arise in order to be considered as an Yitzhak, as an elbow. There must be a relationship, an illicit relationship, but a relationship. Could be a sakum, could be a beimo. So there is no relationship. So melee, if there is no relationship, so it's the move of this arias. So melee, the blood is not a mamzer, and the blood is not misyachis. And it's mufke of this arise, it's aina. But, you see, Rav Nitam, Tesles doesn't mention that Rav Nitam passed him, that this woman was Mizanu the Nakum, that she was Miteres to the first husband. Tesles just mentioned Tam Paskin that she was Miteres to the Baal, who was ultimately Mizgaya. Is Gaia, but he doesn't, and the Shintabesis says explicitly that from the time he's made it, that to the Baal she's a sort. So, because of all these Gnores, Mishnes, Gnores, the Mishne, or Isha, Shemel, Isha, the Chodim, the Gnore, Kashavadi, the Avariti, the Gnore here, Ike Putze is the Asire. So there are so many Gnores that an Ishishish who is Mizanu, the Nochri, so it's a sort of Bible. Rav Nitam only said in regard to the Be'er. So, the Shinkubetsi says explicitly, and all the Polski say, whoever discusses it, I know there is a Tshuva in Yehude, and there is a Tshuva in Sheol Meshi, they all say, as the Shinkubetsi mentions it explicitly, that according to Rav Nitam, she is only the Teres of Be'er, but she is not the Teres of Be'er. The only one who says, according to Rav Nitam, she is the Teres of Be'er, also in the Mir. So there is a Mishnah for Russians, and the Gemara is for Russians, the Mishnah of Fisher Shemel Bishop, and the Gemara of Kashavali Theodority, and our Gemara of Ike Putzes, the Asir. So, how would you really explain the Shemel? So the Mir is Hilka, all right, but Russian is after. Tam didn't know the Mishnah and Gemara, that's inconceivable. So we have to say that even according to the Meiri, that who says that according to Rav Tam she's a sure Levailo, that she's Muteres Levailo also, so it means Midraisa she's Midraisa. But Midrabonon, so Levailo she's a sure. But the Baal, the Chachomim didn't ask. But on the Raisa level, the Miri holds that Amitam, that the point of Amitam, she's Mitam. But all the other, the Miri is young. The Shinkubetes and all the Poskim, and not all the Shemi mentioned it explicitly, but the Shinkubetes here does mention it. And you see from Tesis too, because Tesis doesn't say that Rav Nitam was mater her Lebal. And you see Rav Nitam and Tesis rejects the Shidam from Nitam. So he says, Alma Ligabi Bailo Lichshibe Bila Sakim Kibir Deile, Biruadi Libea. Why do you say Biruadi Libea? Why do you have to say that? So it's Mashma. So it's implicit in this question of Tesis that Rav Nitam is made there. That Libal she was so. But he just mentions the Raya that Libal she is Asura, so in Mele it follows logically that Libal she is also Asura. But from the time, there is a distinction, I mean the Raya between Baal and Baal. Even though Libal, the Shinkeshi says explicitly, from the time it's made she is Asura, but Libal not. Is there a Chumash, Chamish Kufte Yard, a Chumash? Okay, thank you. Where is the Halacha mentioned in the Torah that if an Ishishish is Mizaneh, she's a Soleimah? And where is it mentioned in the Torah that she is a soul bearers. That she is a soul bailo is mentioned in Tuxa. One person they accounted more in Ivanis. That's it out. Yes, Nitmo, that's the second place. But there is. Rorim Chabdalek, Posig Aleph, Posig Beis, Posig Gimel. Kimikach ishisho udolo, vohoyen nisim sochen beinov, kimotso goya vazgodo, vichosav losit akrisus, minosam yodo, vishulcha mi beisi, viyotso mi beisi, vohoycho vohoyso nishachin, usneo ishachin, vichosav losit akrisus, minosam yodo, vishulcha mi beisi, oichiyomus o ishachin, asho vichocho lo ishachin. Lo yuchal, Posig Gimel. Lo yuchal bailo rishin asher shilcho lo shof likachto liyis lo yisho achrei asher utamo kisei bo hi lifnei ad Hashem vilo yisachti es ores as Hashem olekecho neisim chona. So according to the Gemara in Yevamos that Yudale this love implies two issues. One is against marrying a woman who was his wife originally and who was divorced, and then she married somebody else, and then she was either divorced from the second husband or widowed from the second husband, so the first husband is not allowed to remarry her. And then there's another issa included in this law. If an ishishish is mizane, and if he takes her back, he lives with her, the husband, Rotsin, so he's either the love of the Yuchal Bailo Rishin Asher Shilcho Loshut Likachto Liris Leviisho Achrei Asher Utamo Kisei Bo Hilifni Adishem Kulisachti Esoros Hashem Lekecho Nisho Mona. So there's a love. As far as the Baal is concerned, if an Ishishish is Mizane and then he lives with her, so it's his love. But the aloche of kishim shasur lebal kachasur lebeal is not implicit in this parasha. There is no law. There is only, for as far as the veil is concerned, there is an isaras. That's in the parasha of Sefer Noseh. Hey, Posigir Allah. By Gabe Adishem Mishalim, and Abbe of Minnesota, the Mazalay and Shish, the sister, Ishde, Umwal of Boymwal, Bishoha Tishis of Shir Zera, Vinella Mene Isho, the Mistero, the Himmo, the Dingo, the Hilo in his Posso, the overall of Wakino, the Kine, a Sishde, the Himmo, the overall of Wakino, the Kine, a Sishde, the Hilo in his Mo. Anyway, so. Three times Nitmo is mentioned. So the Gemara in Seite deduces from this three Nitmos mentioned here in the parasha. So Asur Libal, Asur Libeel, and Nifsilo Mitruma. Three the Nitmo. So one Nitmo implies that she's Asur Libeel, but that is not allowed. That is only a Nisaresik. Now, many of the things say that if a husband takes back his wife after she was Mizana Dorotzin, so it's high malchus, in the same way as someone who is Machzir Khushosei, Achar Shahoiso Nish, and then divorced from him or widowed from him. So malchus. The Rambam Shiti is there is no malchus. Alright, it's another one. But most Hashemim say there is malchus. Matter of fact, the Rambam is difficult because from the Gemara it's mashma there is malchus. But according to the Rambam, there is no malchus. So there is no malchus because the Ikalav as reference to Yuchu Bale Orishin Moshe Lekachte Achri Asher Utamo, so the Ikalav has reference to Mazak Roshoshi Lachash Oysho Ish. But we also learn how to deduce from this posse and Nisa Aligabe Ishishish Zinso that the Baal is not allowed to take her back, to live with her after she was Mizanagoros. So Mele is Lachi Bechole, so there is no Malkus. But according to most machines, there is in Malkus. But a love there certainly is. But if the Baal marries her, there is certainly no Malkus. There is no love, there is only Nisares. So the Yisair, the Bailo, is mentioned in two parshas. In the Yuchu Bailo of Vishim Moshe Kikachto, and in the parsha of Seiteh, of the Nitin, of the Nitin, of the Nitin, of the Nitin. The Yisair of the Baal is only mentioned in the parsha of Seiteh. So according to the Tam, it's Mashma, there is a basic distinction between the Yisair that is implicit in the parsha, in the Tosif, of the Yuchal Bailo Rishon Yoshev Kachta Achrei Asher Utamo. So that love certainly covers another situation when a woman was divorced from her first husband and then she married another husband and then she was divorced from the second husband, or the second husband died, she was widowed from him, so the first husband is not allowed to remarry. Achrei Asher Utamo. Is that based, the Yisrael to the first husband, based upon any Abeire that the Isha committed? Of course not. She was divorced from the first husband. She married another man. Nothing wrong with that. Yet she had a problem. Still, the Torah says, the Yuchal Bailo Isha in Moshe Flikachte Achre Yasha Utamo. So Utamo is not to be understood in the sense Utamor B'Yisa, a kind of B'Yisa. Still, the Torah employs the term Utamor, even though there was no Ma'isinisa altogether. No Ma'isinisa. Heta Gomorrah. She was divorced from the first husband, and she married, and she married another husband. So what's wrong with that? Still, it comes within the expression of Achra Shetamor. Some Mele. Is that in so far as the other Yisrael that is included in that expression, is that other Yisrael is not based upon any Ma'isavere committed by the woman either. Just, in other words, the expression Liyuchal, the posik of Liyuchal Bailo Rishin, Loshut Likachta Acha Shaltamo, so Acha Shaltamo covers two cases. One case of a woman being divorced, marrying another man, and then becoming divorced from the second husband, or becoming widowed from the second husband. So that's Achrei Asher Utamo. And the second case that the expression covers is the case where she was mizanet. So just as the case where she was divorced and remarried and married another man. So Achrei Asher Utamo does not mean something that was done illicitly. No, better go on. So maybe the expression of Achrei Asher Utamo in vis-a-vis and Ishishish was Mizane does not depend upon any Maizaveh either. Just as the Isa of Marzik Roshosi Lachash also Ish, so the Isa is not contingent upon the Maizaveh of the woman. The woman didn't do any Avera. So the Yisrael, the other Yisrael, that is included in that expression of Achrei Asher Utamo, namely, that if she was Mizane, so that's not contingent upon the Ma'isa Avera of Arayas of Yisrael Shishish of the woman either. So maybe, true, according to Rav Netan, if an Shishish is Mizane with the Nochi, so it's Mufti of Yisrael Arayas, it's Mufti of Yisrael Shishish. So, I mean, one thing I just, as a minor amuzgar, as a parenthetical statement, since I discuss it, I want to mention that it's obvious, even according to Rav Netan, that if an Yisrael is Mizanu and Akum, so be as Akum could be as Behemo, so it's Mufke of the Yisrael Shishish, of the Yisrael of the Sinov, of the Yisrael of the Sinov, but of course, she's not even Isa Behema Hasi Shalom, that's not. But, and she is either the Yisrael of Akum Abba Bas Yisrael. So I think the Kidna Kodakamatam, each is a Rishis, so in addition to the general resale of Akuma Bo, Halvas Israel, because she is very poor, then Kaniknuyo, who is Mizanul Nakum, she is able to resale, so she will also be able to resale of the Dovak Bishni Bolivish Tadere, because Tesis Induction says that when Israel is Boalish Akum, so even though it's Mufkel the Isel Flisinov, because it's not an Isha Sabdush, so it's Mufkel the Isel Flisinov, but it's not Ismait of the Isel of the Gabardisha Isha Sabere, Al Haskamo de Hamo, when an Isha Yisroel is Nizame with an Akum, so she's certainly even the Isel of the Gabardisha Isha Sabere, because even though it says Vidovak Bishte, so it refers to the men, but only Surim of Bis Asures apply to both, to the Baal and the Nivellis. So really, that is, she'll be a veil. Even a contraband, that's only a minor amuska. But the Isa of his shoes, she's not in there. So really, Ramutam Shiti is, even though it's moved off the Isa of his shoes, but the Hex of Mustis, there is a difference between an Ishishish who is Nizami, with the behemoth, so then it's not a Hex of Nus. It's not a union of Nus altogether. It's an abomination, it's a gave up if she's Nizami or behemoth. But it's not even a Hex of Nus if she's Nizami with the behemoth. Just a table, an abomination, but it's not a Hex of Nus. It is something else entirely. Mashinke, if an ancient soil is Nizami with an Akum. So it's Mufke of the Isar Ishish, of the Isar Arayis, but the Hetz of Znus it is. The Aloha of Tibir's Behemo is only that it's not, it's Mufke of the Isar Arayis, but not that it's not Znus, Znus it is. Some of the Elishis are sort of barren, because insofar as the law of the Yuchal Bailo Rishim Loshuk Vikachta Achar Ashotamo is concerned, so it doesn't depend upon the Isar of Ishishish, upon the Mitzias of Znus, whether there is an Ishishish, an Isar Ishishish or not, whether there is an Isar Arayas or not. Mashim King, God, to the Isar that is implicit in the posse, in the Psukim Nose of the Nikno, of the Nikno, of the Nikno, that depends upon the Isar Ishishish. When do we say that Asur Bael only if the Znus involved the Isar Ishishish? So if she was Mizami with Israel, then it involved the Isar Ishishish, so she's Asur Bael and the Bael. But if the Znus was with the Nochri, so then it didn't involve the Isar Ishishish, the Isar Arayas of Ishishish, so the male, the Isar Benitno doesn't apply. So in a Haname, insofar as the Isar Esel Benitno is concerned, so even vis-a-vis the Baal, it depends upon the Isar Ishishish. But, in case she's Nizami with an Akum, so true, vis-a-vis the Isar Esel Benitno, so it doesn't apply to the case where she was Mizanel in Akum. But there is another Isar, a more complicated Isar. The love of Yuchel Bailo Rishim Loshef Likachto Achri Asher Etamo, that is not contingent upon the Isar Arayis Isar Ishish, just upon the Mitzias of Znus. So Znus it is. It's not like Mizanel in the Beimo. Then it's not in the union of Znus. Then it's just an abomination. It's not in the Hefts of Znus. But here, with Nakum, it is a Hefts of Znus. Now, yes.
But then,
how do you
say,
I thought
I'll say,
Asia's
come,
this man is fine,
go
ahead. You say that somehow. Asia's can. No. There, she's actually Kumish, she becomes his Asia. So that certainly doesn't depend upon the Asia's. Even Baines. She becomes his Asia, she's a soul of Kumish. That goes without saying that she's a soul. That goes without saying that she's a soul. Even a Knuyo who is Nenson, a Shbuyo is a Sol Kayan, a Knuyo, because there is the possibility that she was raped. So she still becomes a Zaino, even Beina she becomes a Zaino. Now, anyway, so Teis says is Chelek. Teis says now, I want to add something. Now, that the Isa Lubayo is not contingent upon the Aveira of Arayas, upon the Aveira of Yishish. So that's mentioned by the Marik. It's a well-known Marik. That Marik is Mephorsen. The Marik says, suppose now the Aloch is not only an Yishish Yisrael, Shemenso is Mephorsen Lubayo. But suppose it's not Nenso. But she made a mistake. She thought that it was her husband. It was her husband, and it turns out it is somebody else. So she's interested by her, if she's a Mishnah. She's interested by her, she is also. I mentioned the Rosh Rambam, and the Rosh says, Shashgogo Tzadimis. So Arik says, that's only the Shgogo where she didn't know the identity of the Baal, she thought it was her husband. Hashem came, suppose she knew it was somebody else. But she was an embarrassment. She was not very smart. And she thought that it's mutter to be divine. So in Kolatzer Kulim so far as the Chiyuv Kov is concerned, so it doesn't make any difference whether it's Shigas Maise or Shigas Isa. So, Shgogo is what Shigas Maise is considered Shgogo, and Shigas Isar is considered Shgogo. In other words, if somebody is Mechal Shabbos, because he forgot it was Shabbos, for the moment he thought it was Friday, he thought it was Sunday. So then he's a Shabbos. Suppose he knows it's Shabbos, and divides in Shabbos, because he doesn't know it's also divides in Shabbos, he knows it's Shabbos. Long shape is potter of Nisir, of Kores, and this highly called. So whether it's a shading of Shigas Maise, or a shading of Shigas Kores. Mashiach came with Abbe, the Aloche, the He, Mutaris. So the Rambam says, in Bishgogo, it's also like Nitrisov. Shashgogo Tzadenes Yeshu. The Rambam Nechasishas says Shashgogo Tzadenes Yeshbo. So that's only the Marik says the Shgogo of Shigas Maise, but not the Shgogo of Shigas Isa. Why? So the Marik, but we'll have to say the same thing according to Ramatan, but with one difference. The Marik, how does the Marik know this thing? So he says there is even a bigger Chiddush. The Gemara says, "Midulet kasher avaditi avaditi, kasher avaditi avaditi, kasher avaditi beisabo, kasher avaditi mocho." Detected this incident when Esther decided to visit the Hashverish uninvited. So she already decided that she'll have to be divorced from Mordechai. In other words, because she'll be assured to Mordechai. Now, Mordechai urged her to go to Hashem. So, it was Mutaldi. What was that there? So, the Nir in Sanhedrin says, because Atzolos Kol Yisrael is Mutaldi. Even though it's Yorgo Yabria, that's only for the Atzolos of his own life. But to the Matzol Kol Yisrael, so it's Mutaldi to be the Inder and the Yisrael of the Haas. We'll discuss that. Anyway, whatever the reason was, it was Muta. Mordechai heard her, so it goes without saying that it was Muta. And she did a big mitzvah in doing that. And the same thing is true of Yoel. So Yoel, as Tesis puts out, Sisro did not force her, on the contrary, she escaped. He wanted to try to find the haven in her. And she was the one who encouraged him to snooze, in order to be Matishkeche, in order to be able to kill him, to be Matzah Kol Yisrael. So Yoel and Esther definitely were allowed to do it. And after all, the Pesach is Mishabeah them. Tidverach, Minoshim. So, she did a mitzvah. And still she will have sold him also. So, the Mavik, it uses to be this, that the Halacha, that the Mishishim, she's in some. Shaloi Beines, Yasur Bailo, is not contingent upon this. Even when she does a mitzvah. So it's Yasur Bailo. So the Greek explained it because that will not be in accordance with what I just said. But the main aloha Rabbi Tamor agreed. Ich schon mal nicht schon immer dabei und mir ist voll gemacht allein. Ich ist die Sisse, ich stehe und nur alle Dema. So the Post, the Malik says, the Post doesn't say und nur alle Badishem, but und nur alle Dema. The business why she is a soul in Baal, she is a soul in Baal, is because she betrayed her husband, not because she betrayed her Dema Shalom. Don't say nur alle Badishem. Sometimes the Post says, nur alle Badishem, but here it says Mala Dema. So whether it's Beheta, Be'abe, Be'ise, or Beheta, even if it's a mitzvah, like the case of Yoel and Esther, what is a mitzvah? So it certainly wasn't Mala Badishem, but Mala Dema, how it is. If she's vague, then it's not Mala Dema. She was vague. It wasn't her decision. But if she decided to do it, even though she did it for a good cause and for a good reason in the Hetera and the Mitzvah, so more, very moral it is. But we couldn't say that according to Abadam, because the Marik deduces it from the expression of moral Vemoa that mentions the Isal Beil too, and still, because there are three Venitmios. And still, he deduces from the expression "moal" that even without him, I savere. She's a soul bows, a soul bear, according to what we said on the town. So only the Yisea that is implicit in the process of the Yuchel Bailo Rishay, Losh of Likachta Achre Ashautamo, in view of the fact that the expression Achashautamo in his reference to Marzel Kroshosil Achashautso Yish in his Garsho. In Menu, also, and there it's certainly not dependent upon any Maisavere committed by Yisho, whom he divorced. So, in regard to the other Isa that is included in that expression, it's not dependent upon any Maisavere either. Mashenkin, so far as the Isa of the Mitnu is concerned, so that is dependent upon the Maisavere. And still, it uses the Torah employs the expression "val and mimal." So according to the Talmud, we couldn't say this raya from the expression. But even though Rabbi Tam will not say it on the basis of this raya, the expression "val and mimal," but he'll say it because of the raya, the expression "achia asher tamor," that has reference to Marzik Roshosei, and there it doesn't depend upon any Maisa Beire committed by Yisho. So the other Isa that is included in the same expression is not dependent upon any Maisa Beire committed by Yisho either. But as insofar as the Isa of Nitmio, is concerned, that is contingent upon the Maisa Beire. So Mel Rav Netam was only Matir vis-a-vis the Beir, but not vis-a-vis the one. So anyway, so from the time, all the shame, I looked through the shame, I didn't see another vision who agrees with Rav Netam. It seems that from the time, he's Yochit. Even though the Ramban does mention it, he is not Matret, he mentions sometimes she tells it has a vision. But I didn't see any Rishayim who managed to say the same thing like Rav Netam. So, but Kashi is, Why did the Gemara say the Midrash was in Shara? And why does the Gemara only ask for Esther Faresi Abe? So the Gemara should ask for Esther Arayis Abe. So he says, Yesh Lema, Rochapa, the Midrash was in Shara, if he showed each of the Karaka Elon, the way of the Maise, the Mishana, the Pirate, and Seo Meire, Esther Karaka Elon, who saw. So the reason is why the Gemara, the Sanhedrin, emphasizes the expression Esther Faresi Abe. Now here Tisves doesn't elaborate so much as he does in Sanhedrin and Yume, but in Yume and in Sanhedrin he elaborates. He says as follows, that Inochaname, Ikanishis, the soil is Nizane, Ridenochri. So she's a Barak, and so she's Shis, and she's Kayad as Mise, in the same way, she's Nizan and Israel, the same way. No difference. But, so why does the Gemara ask the Kashi, Vesta Faresi Abe, the Gemara should ask, Vesta Glarayas Abe, even if he technically has. The answer is, because the Halacha of Yehoid Val Yabe, in Arayas, applies only to the Be'er, it doesn't mind say, but it doesn't apply to the Nivelles who is passive. He doesn't do that. Right? And so, Tasteless, here he doesn't spell it out, Tasteless in Sanhedrin and Yume, he spells it out. He says, how do we know that an Arias is your God? How do we know? We learn it out, a Hekesh. From the Tich, Yashem Yochum Mishal Re'eyo U Tzoche Kein Yom Rabe. Narrowly Sassy Double, one of base Bussy Cabot, Lanarrowly Sassy Double, A Lanaro, hate mothers, Kikashioko, we shall say, you talk, Nefesh, Kena Dovaze. So there's then a hackish between the Tich and the Rais, and it works both ways. So the Tich is hook shot to the Rais, and the Rais is hook shot to the Tich. The Tich is hook shot to the Rais. Just as we got the Arias, there is a lot of a lady that is meeting Matzil Nafshe, a Mishiala. Hoyesh Mishiala, Matzil Nafshe Shoreide. So, but it's here too, there is a lot of Matzil Hamir the Nafshe Shoreide. And Arias is hooked shot to it here, because just as Gabriel, so it's your boy Abe, why is it? You're going to have a little bit of a It's a small picture. My chazis, the domen doch sumit vei. Yume domen de chabroch sumit vei. So in other words, why, that's an expression. Why do you think that your blood is better? Maybe the other fellow's blood is better than you. Now someone wrote the contemporary chabar. I mean, that could not have been written by God, I mean, years ago, but by contemporary Mechaber, so it can be written. There are many things like that. So he wrote in Chube that if somebody forces a Jew to kill a terminal cancer patient, so it's not Yargo Yabba. Why is it Yargo Yabba? He says, because the Gemara says, my cousin is the Dominic Dorsalic thing. And Dilma Dome de Chavro Sumiktvei, but this is a terminal cancer patient, and he doesn't have the enough red corpuscles. So we cannot say. And then he explains it, and it is frustrated because he doesn't have enough red corpuscles in his blood system. So, really, he's a long this medicine. So that's in Ritzah, that's an expression. What it means is, it doesn't make a difference whether the blood is redder or not redder. And suppose it is redder, so that's why his life is kedem. It means that his life is as precious as, I mean, the other fellow's life is as precious as his life. That's what it means. So, my husband, so, B'chitzich is Yorgo Yaveh. B'chitzich is Yorgo Yaveh because of my choses. So mele there is hekesh of harayis to ritziche, just as by ritziche is yorgo yaveh. So by harayis it's also yorgo yaveh. That's premise number one. The premise number two, that vigabe ritziche, when is it yorgo yaveh, if the Amos tells Reuven, you kill Shimon. And if you don't kill Shimon, you're dying, then I'll kill you. So then we say, he has no right to kill Shimon, because Shimon's life is as precious as his life. Why should he wipe out the life of Shimon in order to preserve his own life? Shimon's life is as precious as his. But it is really true that his life, Reuven's life, is as precious as Shimon. That it means that other fellow's life is more precious than yours. The other fellow's life is as precious, but it's not more precious. So Reuven's life is as precious as Shimon's life. So they are shkulim. The two lives are shkulim. Reuven's life. So Mele, if the Amos tells Reuven, now listen, you see this baby Shimon, I am going to pick you up and I'll throw you upon the baby sheep. And if you show a resistance, so then I'll kill you. So then Tesis considers it a bit of a question. That Reuven is not supposed to fight back the Amos and say, no, I'm not going to let you. I'm not going to let you use me as to kill the baby Shimon. I'm not going to let you, because then he can say, my cousins, that the life of the baby Shimon is more precious than his life. Maybe his life, Reuven's, is as precious as the baby Shimon's life. So maybe, so what should he do? He has to be shevatized. He has to be patient. He should act like a stone, passive, like an object. The Anos, the brute Anos, he wants to pick him out and throw him upon the baby. And if he will resist, so then the Anos will kill him. So he is not mechuyev to fight back. Because if he does fight back, so then the Anos will kill him. And after all, his life is as precious as the baby Shimon's life. So mele, so premise number two is that in regard to Ritziche, so if the Amos tells Reuven, you let yourself be thrown upon the baby, Shimon, and if you don't let me throw you upon the baby, Shimon, then I'll kill you, so then he's not mechuye to fight back. And he's allowed to let himself be thrown upon baby Shimon, because then we say, my husband, that way, my husband is that the life of the baby is more precious than my life. Maybe my life is just as precious as the life of the baby. In other words, my life and the other fellow's life are equal. Same way. So if they are equal, so what do you do if they are equal? When someone is in dilemma, he doesn't know what to do. So what's the solution? The solution is not to do anything. So he has to be Shevat Haisei. So it seems by Arayas, the Din of Yorgo Yadav Arayas is deduced from Ritziche. So it has to be so. When is it Yorgo Yadav Arayas? If the situation is analogous to the situation in Ritziche where it is Yorgo Yadav. But when, what situation in Ritziche is Yorgo Yaveh when he doesn't mind? Not when he doesn't do the mind. So here, so the highest two, only when he does a mitzvah. Who does a mitzvah? Veil. But the woman, the rebellious, doesn't do a mitzvah. So there is no yard or yard. No yard. The male, so that took your choice. Maritziche yard or yabeir. Af a highest, you horrid about yabeir. There's another deal, say, af a highest, the horrid the altar. The horrid altar. So Teisve says first, the divine deal is Afarayas Yehorim Boyab, not Afarayas Yehorim Boyab, because these are the issues which Yahweh Boyab. And then they said, we can even accept the deal saying Afarayas Yehorim Boyab.
Period Gimel Ksuvos continued by Rosh Hashiva in Yeshiva University Gimel Cheshvan Hetashim Mem Zayin November 5th, 1986 on Wednesday continued.